What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Talk Fitness with Iggy. This is episode 2. I'm linking up with my boy Jose. Go ahead and drop your Instagram for the people, please.
What's up, Iggy? What's going on? Pleasure to be here. My Instagram handle is joseg.zelaya, or you can also look me up at the Bilingual Entrepreneur. And thank you, man. It's an honor to be here.
Hey, it's an honor to have you here, bro. Definitely a page you got to check out. Love his stuff. Super interesting and just helps you out on your daily goals and just as you go about your day. So getting into it, I'm going to be asking Jose a few questions about fitness. He's not a crazy fitness enthusiast who's trying to get like ridiculously ripped and go to a contest and compete or anything like that. But he is a healthy guy and he has healthy aspirations, and he does want to get to some sort of physical goal, just nothing insane. So I can't wait to interview him so you guys can hear his perspective on a few fitness questions. All right, Jose, let's get right into this. So for number one, like, what got you into fitness? The first very obvious question.
Fitness has always been a part of my life. You know, I started fitness when I was young. Yeah. A lot of people don't know this, but I lost my eye, my left eye, when I was young. And so my father got me into sports very young to build my confidence. I grew up, you know, my father was a professional soccer player. So, you know, seeing him and then going to his practices, going to his games, being there inside with the coaches, and then also him pushing me to be in sports. And so in a sense, I know sports and fitness is not the same, but the conditioning
I've always had, you know
what I mean? Like basketball, football, soccer, you know, baseball.
I mean, there's workouts in most sports.
Exactly.
For practice and everything to get you conditioned.
Exactly. So. And then just that has allowed me to build my confidence in who I am. So I'm very thankful and grateful that I had the father that I had to lead me into that path. So.
Yeah, I understand that. That's amazing. I mean, having a professional athlete as a parent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can
probably makes you probably naturally in your blood competitive. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
My brother and I are super athletes. Yeah. You know, everything is easy for us when it comes to sports. You know.
Oh yeah, that's how I feel sometimes. Like you're never the bottom. Like right. you know when you're playing sports, you're never in last. Like you're never the worst.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, in my situation, it was different because of my eyes. So when people used to see me and be like, "Oh, well, I don't know," but then once they saw me play,
it was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You learned to master having one eye.
Exactly. So I would say I got that sniper look because if you think about it, when you play pool, when you shoot a gun,
you always close one eye. Hey, that's a good perspective.
There
I like
you go.
That.
You know? There you go.
All right. So when did you first think you wanted a certain physical ability? You know, I know you saw your dad and everything. He's professional. But when did you have like an aspiration to hit a certain goal, like a certain weight,
I was a knucklehead. So growing up, I grew up out here in Fontana, and a lot of you guys don't know in the 90s and the 80s, it was real about gangbanging out here.
Yeah, damn.
And so I got into a lot of trouble and I kind of steered away from sports just because the attention I was getting, because I'm also a good fighter. And so I was fighting a lot because people always wanted to test me because of my eye. But anyway, so I started playing sports again.
People always testing you because of your eyes.
Always testing me, even till this day.
Yeah.
And so what happened is I started going into playing football, and I started noticing my body shape.
Yeah.
You know, I started getting my six pack. I started getting my chest. I started.
Yeah. So you're like,
yeah, exactly.
How far can I take this?
How far can I take this? Yeah. And then I find myself constantly always wanting to take my shirt. I was hiding here. Let me take my shirt off. kind of thing. But it's just more of like you feel good
because
you know, your body's a canvas.
You so put you, in that work.
And you wanted people
show
to see
it. Off,
there
you
go.
What I'm saying?
There you go. So that's when I started about like, you know, 15, 16 in high school when I really was like, oh shit, I can really do this.
Yeah.
And I realized how strong I was because I was like 16. And I was like 130 pounds, but I was benching like 230, 250, somewhere on there.
Yeah.
So,
bro, you got power.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
cool. When you were super into fitness, I guess once you were 16, you started discovering that you could shape your body. What was your secret to overcome plateaus? Like, you know, when you hit a certain, you say you were hitting 230. You know, how long were you hitting 230 for, and what was your secret to push past that, if you wanted to push past that?
You know what? I did because I couldn't get past 185.
Okay.
So for my birthday one year, my mom bought me a 24-hour fitness membership for the whole year.
Yeah.
And that's where I met my first, I guess, mentor or first personal trainer.
Yeah.
This guy, his name is Mark. I'll never forget him. He's the first one that taught me about two-a-days. I always knew about two-a-days because of football and sports,
yeah,
but not working out.
Yeah.
So I would come in early in the morning at 5 a.m. with him before school. And then I would come back after midnight. I mean, like, excuse me, at night after I did my homework and after football practice or basketball practice. And I would come meet him at the gym. And so he
was, after basketball.
So he was I was getting, I'm talking about my stamina. I mean, I used to run a mile in 5 minutes. So
damn, bro, that's impressive.
That's what, I mean, I recently I ran the mile. I think it was like 5:35, 6 minutes.
You still do?
I mean, it was real. I think it was like last year before I injured my foot.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it's all mental. You know, it's all mental. Yeah, because I wasn't in good shape, but it was just more like you can do it. Because I think that once your mind does it once, it always wants to go back to the old record, not a new record.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lot to do with it. I'm very mentally strong.
If your mind tells you you can do it, you can fucking do it. You're gonna do it, even if at the end you throw up, or if at the end you're sore as fuck or cramping, you know. But the point is that your mind was like, "Nah, you're gonna fucking do it. You can do it." Like,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I agree 100% on that. That's crazy. That's crazy achievements right there. I really like that. That's impressive, bro.
Thank you.
And what do you do to motivate yourself on days where you just don't feel like going? Which I think is kind of hard to, like, well, now maybe you're more into that now where there's days that you challenge yourself because you don't feel like going and you go. But, I mean, when you were 16 in high school, bro, you were going in the morning, you had practice, and at night, like.
At night, You know what? I was really a good student. Even though I was a knucklehead and I used to fight all the time, education has always been easy for me.
Yeah.
So that's where my parents used to be like, damn, you're always getting in trouble, but you're doing good at school.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
What do we do? Yeah.
You know, but my motivation is ultimately, like, I saw a lot of my friends, you know, that died from bad health. You know, I'm 40 years old now, and I saw a lot of my friends in their 30s, you know, have beer bellies, and, you know, and they used to be super athletes like myself. And I always told myself, I'll never be like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to lie. This morning, I didn't even go to the gym. I wasn't motivated just because I'm kind of going through some personal things. But I'm going to go today later, you know. And I'm kind of upset at myself. Not kind of. I am upset at myself that I didn't go this morning.
Yeah.
And I let my emotions take over me. I think that with workouts, it's always about an emotion. Just be logical. Don't be emotional. Think about yourself 10 years from now. Is yourself 10 years from now going to thank you? So, like, for instance, right now, I might not be in the best shape of my life, but I'm not a regular 40-year-old. You know, most people think I'm, like, 25, 28, which I don't see it, but that's what most people tell me. I'm like, all right, cool. That's awesome. I like that. And I know it's contributed to my eating and to my healthy, and I drink a lot of water. So, that's very
important. Water is vital.
Yeah. Like, water is very vital.
Yeah, cool, man. That's awesome. And for people that are just getting into fitness, like, what do you recommend for beginners that are just tasting the waters, you know?
Learn to stretch. You know, we talk about that all the time. You know, I think a lot of people just go into there and see other people, or they go to YouTube or Instagram, and they just see people lifting heavy weights. And it's not even about how heavy you can lift. And honestly, I mean, yeah, you want to rep yourself and you want to test yourself to see how strong you are. But at the end of the day, if you're not stretching, you're actually causing harm to yourself. So stretching before and after is very important. So learn how to stretch first. Learn the importance of why stretching.
Yeah.
You know, and then go into simple workouts that eventually then you can
get to the, exactly.
It's like, baby, you got to crawl before you run.
Yeah.
So
understand that 100%. And going back to this question real fast, like what do you do to motivate yourself when you just don't feel like going? And you said, you know, you were upset because you let your emotions get over you today. Now, sometimes I recognize myself when I am letting my emotions take over and I don't want to go. But then I push myself to go. Working out actually neutralizes your emotional state. And it helps you get through it.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
It is, absolutely. I think that if you're going through a hard time right now, if you guys are listening to this, if you guys are going through a breakup or something bad happened at your job or you lost a loved one, you know, go in the gym. Go run. Go stretch. Yeah. Go swim.
I think it's like a type of meditating almost.
It is. What it does, it releases a certain, it's called dopamine. Okay, so it releases this this toxin from your brain, which is called, it's not a toxin, excuse me, it releases these, what's called dopamine. And what happens is that you're actually increasing brain power.
Yeah.
You know, your body and your mind are in sync together. Yeah. So once you do that, then what happens is you release that dopamine, then you start solving your problem. Then you start healing yourself. Because in reality, no one else can heal you. Even if you're married or you got a girlfriend or anything like that, if you're not self-healing, then you can never bring contribute anything else to that other person or to anybody else. Yep, so that's very important. I think working out is very vital.
100%. And honestly, like you said, if they're going through anything like that, if any of you guys are going through something, hit the gym. You'll see yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not sure if you take any supplements, but if you do take any supplements, what would you recommend for others to take? Supplements meaning anything from vitamins to pre-workouts before you hit the gym to post-workouts to protein powder, you know, any type of supplementation.
You know, the only protein powder, I just take protein powder, which is a vegan protein powder. It's called Vegan. I love it. And I also do another one. It's called pea protein. That it's
plant-based.
Yeah, plant-based. Yep. I do a lot of plant-based if I do any. But the number one thing that I would say for you guys to do is I still eat eggs occasionally in the morning.
Yeah.
But one of the things that has helped me a lot is, we talked about this the other day, is fruit. Now for my breakfast, I don't eat eggs and bacon and all that stuff. I actually eat berries and mangoes, and that's actually my breakfast, because what it does, I'm actually removing the mucus out of my body. And that mucus is, you know, when people are fat or they're heavy or they got love handles, it's usually mucus in their body. Yeah. And the fruit is actually releasing that mucus out of your body. It's
like an antioxidant. It's natural antioxidant.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how you start slimming down. Because I don't know if you guys noticed, you can see somebody in the gym sometimes, and they're like, yeah, he goes to the gym all the time. How come he's not losing weight? Because he's not eating right.
It comes down to nutrition comes in just as important as working out, if not more important.
Absolutely. I believe it's 80-20. 80 nutrition, 20 workout.
Yeah, because you can lose weight without even working out, and you just eat right.
Absolutely.
But if you want to get somewhere, you know, extremely impressive to yourself, then, you know, you're going to throw in working out.
Absolutely.
So cool. You recommend protein powder. Honestly, most people that think about it, they're like, oh, well, why can't I just eat all natural protein with chicken and fish and all that stuff, steak and all that stuff? Awesome if you can, better for you, but it's super expensive to do that. And you're looking at eating pounds of chicken and, you know, pounds of fish to hit that 218 grams of protein or whatever your goal is for the day. So that's why protein powder.
Yeah, protein
great powder, substitution.
It's a great substitution because I believe in interval fastings. And then you and I talk about it all the
interval
time.
Interval fasting,
You know, where sometimes I don't even eat breakfast. My first meal won't be until like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, just to help my body digest from what I ate the day before or after my cheat day. So those things are very important.
Yep, interval fasting is definitely something amazing. If you guys haven't tried it, give it a shot. You know, stop eating at around 6 or 8 p.m. Whenever you stop eating the previous day, count anywhere from 12 to 16 hours of not eating and just drinking water, and you'll notice that it just feels good. You feel like rejuvenated, and it's just your intestines rested. You know, they're not constantly breaking things down. And if you do that, try drinking 2 cups of water before you go to bed and 2 cups of water after you wake up. Man,
that's important.
That's another super important tip. If you are trying interval fasting, even if you're not interval fasting, 2 cups of water before bed and 2 cups of water when you wake up. Awesome. And another tip, try not to eat 2 hours before you go to bed.
Yes.
Because it's just, that's super huge. Like, you don't want to lay down in bed with food sitting in your stomach, you know.
Even if you get a craving, like let's say that, for example, right now, it's been, I'm not going to say it's easy, guys, but it's been I stop eating at 6 p.m. That's my last meal.
Yeah.
You know, I usually don't go to bed till like about 10 or 11. And, but sometimes I'll get that craving to get some food.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So what I do is I drink a cup of water. So sometimes your body's telling you that you're hungry, but in reality, you're thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, and if you drink water and it goes away, that's what your body needed. But let's say that let's say you drink a water and your body's still feeling like it's hungry, then go ahead and get a protein shake and mix it with water. Yeah. You know, so now it's not heavy, you know, and then wait like maybe 30, 40 minutes before you go to bed. Yeah. So.
Exactly. That's a great technique right there. And, going back real quick to fruit and berries in the morning, another reason why it's awesome to have in the morning, it's natural sugars, simple carbs, not complex carbs, which is going to give you a quick spike of energy.
Absolutely.
Which is honestly awesome to have in the morning because you normally wake up a little groggy and stuff like that. I mean, you're going to wake up extra groggy if you eat within those 2 hours before bed because you're feeling really heavy.
Absolutely.
But Sorry we sidetracked a little bit there, guys. I think we got very into our conversation, but more for you guys, right? So that's amazing, and I hope you guys are taking this and, you know, taking notes or taking advantage of it. Next question for you, Jose. What's your favorite muscle to work out, and what's your favorite workout for that muscle?
You know, we were talking about that the other day, and my favorite muscles to work out, yeah, I thought it was my chest,
yeah.
But since we had that conversation, it's my back and my legs. And it's, yeah. And it's this, gentlemen, this is for you guys, you know, because a lot of guys think that, you know, when you get older, you're starting to get impotent or whatever. I mean, I'm 40 years old, guys, and I'm still performing at top levels.
Okay. Yeah, confident about it.
Yeah, and you have to, but it's based on what you're putting in your body. What is it that your body is, yeah. is a fucking machine.
It is.
You know what I mean? So, you know, my back and my legs actually help me perform better sexually.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be selfish, guys. You know, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, you have a girlfriend, you know, don't be selfish. You know, make sure that you're working those muscles out, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your partner is satisfied. You know, don't be
exactly.
that goes into, nope. you know.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Those are very important muscles to work out as a man. If you want to be, you know, my age and still be strong.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly, I don't even feel, I feel like I'm 16, 17 years old, you know.
Hey,
what I mean?
That's so awesome, bro.
So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, working out legs for sure releases an extreme amount of natural testosterone to your body.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the keys.
I do squats every day. I know some people might not recommend it, but I do it every day. You know what I mean?
And who cares what people say?
Right, yeah? Exactly. Who cares? Because everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
You know? Yeah. And so I recommend that.
Now, do you have any recommendations on rest times in between sets?
I do interval workouts.
Interval workouts.
You know, my rest is between 30 seconds, sometimes a minute.
Okay.
But I like to really do those interval workouts.
So you're building that endurance in your muscles, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Which is like stamina in your muscle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. And the reason I do this is because, you know, you never know if something's going to catch fire, or you need to run, or something's going to happen on the freeway and you might have to pick up some stuff, might even have to pick up your family, you know. And when you do interval workouts, you're not just gaining muscle, but you're also gaining stamina in your muscles. So therefore, you can live heavier stuff longer,
exactly,
not just at the moment. And that's very important. And there's times that I do regular workouts where I rest a minute, but I don't feel the same. So I like to, because I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do full body workouts. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I do cardio. Right,
okay,
so that's the way that I do it, and it's always helped my performance, and it's allowed me to lift heavy and not get bulky. I don't want to get bulky, but I want people to look at me and be like, "Oh, he's probably not that strong." But I guarantee you play basketball, you play soccer with me, you try to hit me, you're gonna hit a brick wall, guaranteed.
Yeah. Hey,
so.
Nice, yeah, man. I have a goal of being able to rep 225 like it's 135, pretty much, like 20 reps, 30 reps, rest, 20 reps, literally like repping it like it's nothing. I mean, I can rep 225 like 10 reps, 12 reps, which I'm impressed with, because it took me a minute to get there, because I wasn't even repping 225 once, you know, and now I'm doing it like that. But my ultimate goal is for it to just be like nothing. 20 to 30 reps, and that's where you get that endurance and strength, in my opinion. Now, guys, remember, these are our preferences on a lot of these workouts and training splits and routines, and we definitely would love for you guys to try them and see what you think, but doesn't mean it is going to be perfect for you, or it's going to be for your body type or your goal. You know, it's just a recommendation and what works for us.
Absolutely.
You know, play with it. There's a lot of information on the internet. Stay tuned with this podcast and hear other perspectives in fitness, and just figure out what works for you. You know, it's going to be trial and error for sure.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to test, you know, because you see one person doing it, you know, it might work for you. And, you know, we talked about this the other day as well, too. Like my body type, I have the body type like The Rock. That's what my body turns into, you know, and so. Even if I do lightweight or heavyweight, I still turn it, that my body gets into that type, you know. And some people are like, damn, how did you get a chest like that? It's just genetics. My father has a big chest. My grandfather had a big chest, you know, and that's the only thing I didn't get was my father's legs. My father has big old legs.
Damn, bro. You know, I want my dad so bad.
My brother got those legs, but it's okay.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. So do you have a favorite gym?
You know, since I still like playing basketball, I do like go to 24 Hour Fitness, and I love swimming.
So there, yeah. I go there. But recently, I've been going to Choose Fitness because it's, I'm a very clean person. Yeah. A lot of the 24-hour fitnesses are very dirty. They haven't replaced the equipment. Definitely. You know, and it's smelly. Some, yeah. And so the Choose Fitness is very clean. They have clean rules. It's super
modern.
Yeah, it's super modern. Pretty cool, yeah. And a lot of the equipment that they have is, I wouldn't say makes your workout easier, but it's definitely futuristic. Because the thing is that, you know, we evolve as a people.
Exactly. So I think a lot of their machines less stress on your joints.
Absolutely. Stuff, you know? Absolutely. So I think that they've really taught that out. And plus, it's a good price, guys. You know, you don't have to pay $29.99 like, you know, 24-hour fitness. It's only like $10 a month. What's $10 a month, you know, where you have access to come to the gym?
Not much. Another cool thing, if you guys are a beginner, I think it's a great gym for you because of the price, like you said. Yes. And they actually have scan codes on each machine where you scan it, and on your phone, you'll see a demonstration of the workout and how to do it. And that, honestly, is super futuristic and revolutionary. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. Just to let you guys know, we're not getting paid to advertise for Choose Fitness. We're literally just
We should hit them up and be like, hey, check this out. I mean, hey, you have an affiliate link?
We're just sharing the truth with you guys, all right? Now, what's your favorite? You mentioned your favorite training split. For you guys, if you guys weren't paying attention, his favorite training split is 3 days full body and 3 days cardio, right?
3 days, absolutely. I think make sure you guys are hitting the cardio because, you know, some people don't hit cardio, but at the end of the day, you want to be able to run your weight, okay? A lot of people always focus on lifting their weight, but you want to be able to run your weight and make sure your joints are able to run that weight. And if they're not, then you need to adjust and possibly lose weight or not lift so heavy. So that's very important too.
All right, and last question for you guys. Very generic, but we might have already covered it with all the talking we've been doing, but let's go ahead and clarify it. What are some of your strategies you promote for people that just don't like making it to the gym and are not committed, but always talk about saying, like, I want to be like this, I want to get like this, but then you don't see it in their actions? Like, what are some strategies you would give them to overcoming that?
Honestly, what I do is, well, I've been honest with you guys this whole time, but what I do is I show them pictures of our friends that passed away from bad health.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and I show them, or I show them a picture of how they used to look when we, because most of my friends, the majority of my friends are either are entrepreneurs that used to be super athletes.
Yeah.
So all of my friends that I have right now, at one point in time, they either made it to the pros or made it to semi-pros or made a really high level. And I play with really high level people.
Yeah.
And so when I see them getting the way, a lot of them tell me, oh, man, I used to be a machine for so many years. You know, I don't want to be like, I said, it doesn't matter. It's not about you. Yeah. You know, I tell them all the time, I stay healthy for my children because I want to see my great grandchildren. Yeah. You know, or further than that, if I can, you know, and also because of the way you feel, you know, the way my skin feels, the way I feel in the morning, you know, and so I tell them, I'm said, look, stop talking about it and be about it. And you don't have to go every day like I do.
Yeah.
You know, you start going, even if it's just once a week, next thing you know, it's going to be 2 a week. Yeah. Then you think it's going to be 3 times a week. So
just got to get it started.
You just have to get started. You know, even if it's just you going to the treadmill, I'd rather you just go to the treadmill than not do nothing at all.
Exactly.
So, you know, one push-up is better than no push-up.
Exactly. It's always better to do, just like you said, one push-up is better than no push-up. A bad workout is better than no workout.
Absolutely.
Like, straight absolutely, up.
1,000%.
Straight up. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys listening in. I thank you guys for hearing us out. And, you know, stay tuned for the next episode and who is going to be interviewed next. Again, this was my boy, Jose. Go ahead and drop that handle one more time for them, sir.
So it's Jose G. Zelaya. That's Z like Zulu, E-L-A-Y-A. Or you could just look me up as the Bilingual Entrepreneur.
Yep. That's his Instagram handle, guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Talk Fitness with Iggy. Until next time, y'all.
Take care.